She's separated.
Have you ever heard the term grass widow?
She's a grass widow. I've heard the term, but I was assuming that, I never knew the meaning of that word, grass widow. I've heard it used, but I was assuming that, she's a male husband. Well, he's dead or alive. I didn't know the difference. The grass meant that he's still living or dead.
What about the man who raised you? That's your
father.
What did you call him?
I'm assuming I would have called him Daddy. Of course, my father died before I was born.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me. And the woman who raised you is your
mother.
And you called her
mother. Or mama.
And your mother and father together, they're your
parents.
And your father's father is your
grandfather.
And his wife is your
grandmother.
What did you call your grandparents?
I call my grandfather Grandpa.
Both of them?
My grandmother, of course she was dead when I came along, but I'm assuming I would call her grandma.
Yeah. I would refer to your other grandfather. You call both grandfather and grandpa?
Yeah, yes.
All right, a man's sons and his daughters are his
children?
Sure, okay. What about a child who has a name? He's been given a name that's used just within the family. It's not his real name. You say he has a
stepfather?
No, it's a name that's given to a child. And
it was nicknamed.
Sure.
Yes.
Do you have one?
No.
Okay.
No.
What would you call a vehicle with wheels that you could put a baby in, and you could just move for him? You could take it around the block.
You could call it a baby carriage or the stroller.
What would you say you're doing? I'm going to put the baby in the carriage and go out and do what?
Strolling down the block.
Okay. A man's children are his sons and his
daughters.
Or his boys and his
girls.
Okay. What would you say about a woman, who's about to have a baby? You say she's what?
She's pregnant.
Any other terms?
I see my girl says she's big.
Yeah.
That's another term he used. I just can't use about pregnant people.
Were you ever told that pregnant was not a polite word to use?
No.
Have you ever heard in the family way?
In the family way, let's say. She's in the family way. All right. She's in the family way, yes.
What if a doctor's not available at delivery, someone that might be sent for?
Midwife. The midwife.
And this expression, if a boy has the same color eyes and same shaped nose as his father, you say that the boy is his father.
Favors his father.
Would you have a word to describe this situation? Say the boy has inherited his father's bad habits. The boy
is just like his father.
Just like his father. Okay. Have you ever heard takes after?
Well, he takes after his father, yes. That's used frequently here, yes.
Could it be used in reference to his appearance or just...
Could it be used as appearance or could it be his habits?
Yeah.
Could be both. Yes.
Say if a mother has looked after three children until after they're grown, you'd say she's done more.
Has reared those kids.
Okay. And to a child who's been misbehaving, you might say, you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
Whipping or spanking?
Is there any difference in severity between a whipping and a spanking?
Well, I think in terms of spanking, perhaps, might be a little bit lighter. I'm just assuming that.
Okay. All right. To a boy who's grown 2 inches in 1 year, you might say, well, so-and-so, you could almost see it.
Growing.
Okay. Or he sure did a lot.
Should it grow fast?
Last year he blanked 2 inches.
He grew.
He sure has.
Grown.
Do you have a name for a child that's born to an unmarried woman? How would you refer to a child?
It's a bastard.
Yeah. Now, to you, is that an impolite word to use in public?
Yes.
Would be. Any other way of referring to it?
It's born out of wedlock.
Yeah. Okay. All right, if you have a brother and he has a son, that son would be your
nephew.
Okay. And a child whose parents have died, you say it's an
orphan.
Do you have a name for the adult who's appointed to look after the orphan?
Guardian.
And this situation, if somebody's telling you about somebody who looks a great deal like you, you might say, well, I don't care how much he looks like me, I'm no